makers of Wrigley's Spearmint Chewing Gum, invite you to enjoy Life, Life with Luigi, a comedy show created by Cy Howard, directed by Mac Benoff, and starring a celebrated actor, Mr. J. Carroll Nash, with Alan Reed as Pasquale. The makers of Wrigley's Spearmint Chewing Gum are glad to bring you Life with Luigi because they feel it's a friendly, good-natured show that offers you relaxation and enjoyment. And you know, Wrigley's Spearmint Chewing Gum offers you relaxation and enjoyment, too. It's pleasant to chew on a smooth piece of Wrigley's Spearmint, whether you're working, shopping, listening to your radio, or doing just about anything. Wrigley's Spearmint Gum tastes good, it's refreshing, and the good easy chewing gives you comfort and satisfaction. So chew Wrigley's Spearmint Gum often, every day. Millions enjoy it, and you will too. Now, Wrigley's Spearmint Chewing Gum brings you Luigi as he writes another letter describing his adventures in America to his Mama Basco in Italy.
Mamma mia. That's the only thing about the American. Everything you should do is to do quick, fast, hurry up, like we're eating. I'm a thinking what American eats is open up his mouth only one time for the whole meal. Have they ever got a special invention that lets you eat faster? Like one big American invention that lets you eat the lunch in 2 minutes. That's right. It's called the hot dog. And then if Americans are very hungry and he's got the more time, he eats what you call the hamburger. This takes maybe 4 minutes. Mamma mia, American, he hates to waste his time eating, and he would be very happy if he could be and live like his car. Fill up once a week and be finished. But the reason I write to you all this, Mamma mia, is because maybe I'm trying to be too much like American. I'm eating fast and I'm feeling sick. I'm unable to sleep in the night, so I'm going to go next door to my countryman, Pascal.
Luigi, my friend. Hello, Luigi. Hello.
Hello, Pascal. Hey, Pascal, I want to ask you why I'm kind of sleeping in the night.
No wonder you've got those little dark circles under your eyes, little cabbage puss.
I'm got circles?
Yes, also you've got a blue puffs on the top of the cheek, your eyes, they bloodshot, and even that banana nose looks like it got up on the wrong side of your face.
But, Sally, you think I'm a look terrible, huh?
Yes, but it's all going to change if you marry my Rosa.
Then I'm going to feel terrible. So please, Pasquale, I'm coming to you for advice for sleep.
Well, Luigi, you come to the right person. I know more than any doctor. Now tell me, you tried the counting the sheep's?
I'm used up a 5 stockyards.
Well, maybe you should have tried counting the meatballs and jumping over breadsticks.
Pasquale, you're not the funny to me.
I'm sorry, little melon ahead. We're going to try to figure it out. Now tell me, you sleep with the windows open or closed?
Well, what's this got to do?
Oh, plenty. You need air. I want to rent someplace. You got to leave your windows open 6 inches from the top, 6 inches from the bottom, so the oxygen can sneak in.
Oh, that's then you mean open the top and the bottom for the oxygen?
Sure. That way you get the oxy from the top and the gin from the bottom.
Well, maybe I'm going to try this, Pasquale.
Sure. Of course, there could be other reasons, too. Do you eat before you go to sleep?
That's what I'm taught.
What?
Sure, I'm eating too fast before I'm going to sleep.
Oh, no. You know that. You eat light or heavy?
Light.
Well, that's your trouble. You should eat the heavy.
Heavy?
Sure. Ask any doctor. You eat a light, there's nothing to hold you down. You flop around on the mat. But if you eat a heavy, there's a plenty to weigh you down. You lay there like a rock.
Well, Mr. Well, I'm afraid that you're not giving me no help. I think maybe I'm going to my next school of class and they're going to help me out.
I doubt, Luigi, that could have never helped you because you're suffering from a bad, bad psychological reason for sleeplessness.
Sleeplessness? Now, what's that, the first fellow?
Guilty conscience.
You mean I'm done something wrong?
No doubts about it.
But what about Pasquale? What am I done wrong?
You didn't marry Rosa.
Stop it, please.
All right, all right. No more Rosa talking, no more wedding talk or nothing. Forget everything. You're going to talk a plain talk.
Good.
Yeah, how's about you and me going to the movies tonight? I've got a nice picture with a Judy Holliday.
All right, Pasquale, what's the picture?
The Marion kind.
Not gonna do it, Pasquale. You're gonna be with a Judy, I'm gonna be with a Jumbo.
Listen, Luigi, what do you got to lose? Make the big test. To marry my daughter and see if that don't stop your troubles.
No, Pasquale. What happens if I marry Rosa and I'm still can't sleep in the night?
Well, then at least we know that wasn't the reason.
Yeah, but what's going to happen with Rosa?
Well, you could still keep her around for little things like cooking your meals, having your kids.
No, Pasquale. I'm better off not to sleep in the rest of my life.
All right, Sir Luigi, you made your own bed, but now you can't sleep in it. Look on yourself in the mirror how you look. How many hours of sleep did you get last night?
5. Sometimes I'm asleep at 4. Sometimes it's only 2.
Sure, then it's going to be 2, then 1. And then you're going to sell your bed to grow a tail and start taking a cat nap under the table.
I'm not trying to scare you.
It's just that I can see a terrible finish for you. Listen, I once had a customer, Joe Maloney, had the same trouble. Once he couldn't sleep for 28 days, the doctors had to send him to Africa for a cure.
Africa?
That's where he got bit by the terrible tutu fly.
But how is that the cure to him?
The tutu flies to give him a sleeping thing. That's pretty terrible, huh? Luigi, believe in me, marriage is your best bet. Well, take your pick, Rosa or the tutu fly. What do you answer?
Well, I'm a dunno. I'm a never met the tutu fly.
Goodbye.
You'll call the time you are. I never come in.
All right, guys, let's come to attention. Please, I'll call the roll. Mr. Basco?
I'm here.
Mr. Basco, you will do your sleeping at night at home, please.
Well, I'm going to try the misspelling, but that is impossible.
What?
Ach, let him yawn, Miss Spalding. It ain't often Luigi gets a chance to open up his mouth in the classroom.
My fellow Boobin, that was terrible, Witty. Well, anyway, it was terrible.
Please, let's get on with the lesson. It's a little late. Today we are studying irregular verbs. Mr. Horowitz, name the 3 principal parts of all irregular verbs.
With pleasure. The present tense, the past tense, and the past participle.
Well, that's very good, Mr. Horowitz.
This I won't argue with you.
All right, we'll study some verbs now. Mr. Olson, take the verb to drink. Present tense?
I drink.
Mr. Basco?
I drank.
Mr. Schultz?
I have...
Drunk?
Oh, no, never touched the stuff.
That was a lot of loud.
Please. Let's take the verb sleep now. Mr. Schultz, begin.
I sleep.
Mr. Olson?
Hey, sleep.
Mr. Basco?
I can't sleep.
Mr. Basco, what are you talking about? Just say I have slept.
Maybe you, but not to me.
Oh, good heavens.
And Pasquale says I'm not going to sleep unless I'm going to let the uniform do and I'm going to go to Africa for the chicks to fly.
Ah, Luigi, are you for shimmers?
Quiet, all of you, please. Tabasco, you do look pale and tired. Don't you feel well?
Well, I'm just a kind of sleeper, Miss Pauline. That's all.
Ach, that chug in Zambia, Luigi. I wouldn't lose any sleep about it.
Luigi, take my advice. Tonight when you go home, take a hot bath and a little hot tea with lemon before you go to sleep.
That's going to happen to me, Harry.
You'll sleep like a baby. And you know how a baby sleeps. Up and screaming every 10 minutes.
I got the remedy, Luigi. You take half a dozen detective stories to bed with you and just keep on reading.
Hey, sister, then I'm going to fall asleep.
Here. I guarantee by 8 o'clock in the morning, you'll be dead to the world.
Luigi, there is only one way to woo slumber.
Well, how do that do also?
Concentration. You close your eyes and let your mind become a total blank. Then you just let yourself drift into the arms of Morpheus.
Unbelievable, Luigi's got a single bed.
My Luigi, sleep ain't so important. Look at Napoleon. He only slept 3 hours a day.
Hey, Mama, is this a true, Miss Spalding?
Well, according to history, it is.
Napoleon has only slept for 3 hours a day. I wonder why he did this.
Josephine used to hog the blanket.
Wait. Didn't Thomas Edison sleep only 2 hours a day?
That's what they tell us, Mr. Harris.
Edison only 2 hours a day?
Yeah, well, this Edison is well different. The electric light kept him away. Stop worrying, Luigi. Sleep ain't so important as long as you are happy.
Oh, sure. Medically speaking, you are mistaken. After the day's activity, the human body needs to recuperate.
Yeah, but still, also,
consider the immortal words of Shakespeare. To sleep, perchance to dream. Eh? Yes, they're all.
Sounds like a Turkish bath. Look, Luigi, if it bothers you so much, then you got to do something about it, that's all.
I suggest you go to see a doctor, Mr. Basto.
Finally. Now, when did you have your last checkup, Luigi?
I don't remember.
What was the doctor's name?
Well, his name was Salvatore Di Lorenzo.
But go back and see him again. Go tomorrow.
I can't to show you.
Why not?
The office is in Italy.
Well, that's one good reason.
Miss Barley, you think I'm sure going to see the doctor?
Well, I should think so, Mr. Basto. Insomnia may be caused by some physical disturbance as well as mental, and only a doctor can give you the facts.
Uh-huh. That's the word it is, uh-huh. Then what the doctors are going to do with me?
Stop worrying, Luigi. He is not going to hurt you.
Of course. But what can he do to you, Luigi? Can he bang you on the knee with a hammer? Can he take out a few drops of blood to analyze? Can he stick a needle in you?
Well, can he, Schuster?
Well, certainly. Luigi, if you don't need a doctor when you walk in, he makes sure you're going to need him when you walk out.
Before we return to Life with Luigi, here's a suggestion that may be a help to your success and popularity. Make it a regular custom to chew Wrigley's Spearmint Gum, at least a few sticks every day. You see, regular daily chewing is an easy, pleasant way to help keep your teeth clean and bright, your smile attractive. Then, too, chewing Wrigley's Spearmint Gum freshens your mouth and helps keep your breath sweet. So you naturally feel more sure of yourself at work and in your social activities. Yes, friends, bright, attractive teeth and mouth freshness are important to all of us. So make it a point to chew refreshing, delicious Wrigley Spearmint Gum at least a few sticks every day. It's a wise thing to do, and besides, you'll enjoy it. Now, let's turn to page 2 of Luigi Basco's letter to his mother in Italy.
Well, Mamma mia, I'm coming home from school last night, and I'm going to decide I'm going to try to sleep. So right away I'm drank a hot cup of tea. But it's no help. Some started drinking a coffee. But that's no help for me to sleep either. Finally, it's come in the morning, and I'm thinking, maybe I should go see a doctor, when suddenly my door is open up.
Well, how's the Mr. Night Owl this morning? Hey, you're looking much better, little banana nose.
I do?
Yeah, I don't see those blue cycles no more.
Ha, oh, it's a good...
They turned to black.
Mama, well, that's to settle. I'm taking my class advice. I'm going to go to see the doctor.
Might be a good idea, Luigi. Tell me, what kind of a doctor you're going to see?
Huh? Oh, just a plain doctor, Pascal.
Ooh, what a big greenhorn. Don't you know in America they got a specialist for everything?
Specialist?
Sure, they got a hand doctors, a foot doctors, eyebrow doctors, a fingernail doctors. And if you don't know which thing hurts you the most, you go see a witch doctor.
What are you talking about? What happens if you get a sick all over with the eyes of the nose, the feet of the throat, everything? Who are you going to see then?
The insurance company.
No, I'm going to go to
the... Wait, Luigi. Your trouble is you don't sleep, right?
That's right.
Your body feels like it's asleep, but your head is obstinate, right?
Yes, that's right.
Then if you're obstinate, there's only one doctor for you. Obstetrician. That's right. And I'm going to send you to a good one, Louis.
Are you saying you're good at Pascal?
Don't worry. I sent him a 6 customers. He's never yet to fail to deliver. That's the kind of fella he is.
Oh, good. Then what am I sure to tell him, Pascal?
Well, you got to talk very strict to an American doctor, Luigi. Right away you tell him, Doctor, I'm expecting that you should have cured me for my sleeplessness.
Doctor, I'm expecting...
Wait, Luigi. Just to cut it short. He knows. When you get to the obstetrician, just say, Doctor, I'm expecting.
Like a distant, Doctor, I'm expecting.
Good! Now, you tell him that, just so like you said it to me. Here, I'm going to write down his address.
Oh, thank you, Pascal. But Pascal, you think that this doctor, he's going to help me out?
Luigi, I guarantee you, when you tell him what your trouble is, this doctor's going to help you right out.
Mr. Basco, is this visit in reference to your wife?
No. I'm a doctor, no wife.
Oh, a friend?
No, it's about me.
What?
All right, Miss Phillips.
Go right in, Mr. Basco. Dr. Hart will see you now.
Thank you, Mr.
Well then, Miss Basco, how can I help you?
Hello, doctor, you are up at the station?
Yes.
Well, I'm expecting it. That's right. I'm expecting him. I'm not going to sleep tonight.
Well, look here.
Now, please examine me. Examine me. You're going to sleep.
No. Just calm down, my good man.
No, but a doctor, I'm in the bloody bed.
Oh, pitiful. Psychoneurotic.
Psychoneurotic?
I'm going to help you, Mr. Basco. Excuse me, please.
All right, sir.
Hello, Dr. Barron? Phil, this is Matt. Look, I'm sending you a patient. He's a psycho. Quite far gone. He's harmless. Mother complex, perhaps. No, I don't think he's trying to avoid the draft board. Look, give him the once-over, will you, Phil? Thank you. Miss Basco, I want you to go down to a third floor doctor's office. Room 319. Dr. Barron will take good care of you.
That's nice. What kind of doctor is this place?
Well, he's a kind of psychiatrist, what we call an alienist.
Alienist? Ah, sure. Why not for the Pascal is going to send me to this alienist in the first place?
You believe you should go to an alien?
Oh, sure. After the specialist who's a touch out of the alienist.
Thank you.
Dr. Barron, well, it's 4 months since someone was sleeping in
my bed. Mr. Basco, will you lie down on this couch, please?
Lie down on the couch?
Yes, yes. Just lie down on the couch.
All right, but you want him to take the shoes off of
me? No. Just relax. There. Yes. Now, tell me, what's troubling you?
Well, like I'm a set of doctor, I'm not going to sleep in the night.
I see. Do you have financial worries?
Huh?
Are you in need of money?
I mean, you finance the company, too.
No, Mr. Basco, I'm just trying to get at the root of your trouble. That's the origin, the very beginning of your trouble, usually found in childhood. Now, let's start at the beginning. Were there many children in your family?
Just me.
You were alone?
No, I was with my mom.
I mean, were you an only child?
Well, not exactly.
What do you mean?
Well, I was Uncle Pietro's ghost. You see, I'm a lover of him like he's a belonging to the family.
I see. He took the place of a brother. Is that right?
Sister, he was a girl ghost.
Well, go on. What else do you remember from your childhood?
Well, we was to have a little farm, beautiful little farm. And it was all filled up with the chickens and the roosters, and one a pig and one a cow.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And then one day, I remember, was maybe I was 70 years old, and my mama just sending me out to milk the cow for the first time.
Yes, go on. What happened?
I'm a tiptoe out in the barn.
Yes.
Cow was sleeping.
Go on.
I'm going to try to milk her anyway.
And what happened?
Suddenly, cow is wake up, and she's a holler so much, I'm going to let her keep her the milk.
I'd better make a note. Cow incident. Emotional shock. Possible. I can spell, Mr. Basco. Possible. Freudian trauma. Maternal guilt complex. Atavistic behaviorism.
No, please, the doctor, use the little words. I'm not going to afford the bigger ones.
Don't worry about my fees, Mr. Basco. Now then, think back. Do you remember anything around the age of 2 or 3, some bad dreams, perhaps?
Bad dreams, yes. One time I dreamed Mrs. Salazzo, the dog, was a pulling me around the room by my little nightgown.
Mm-hmm. A childhood neurosis that manifested itself in the unconscious state.
No, I don't think so. When I woke up, there was the dog pulling me around the room.
Well, go on. What else stands out from your early childhood?
Well, nothing but beautiful, beautiful memories and green grass, the flowers, me running around with no shoes, fishing by the lake, catching little butterflies, sleeping in the field, telling my mom is calling me in for the supper.
Mr. Basco, you long to return to your childhood, don't you?
That's a good trick, doctor, but I don't think you could do it.
Mr. Basco, try to understand. You have a mother complex, and I'm trying to get at the cause. Tell me, as a child, did you play with dolls?
No.
Are you sure?
Doctor, when I was a little boy, not a little girl.
Mr. Basco, think. Did you love your mother?
Yes, sir.
Did you hate your father?
No.
Did you always sleep well?
Yes, sir. Did you?
Yes. I mean, no.
Then you hate your mother.
No, I mean, yes. But I'm Mr. Basco, stop it. You're driving me crazy.
Well, what do you think you're doing it to me? Oh, Pasquale, I'm so glad I'm home.
What's happened, Luigi? Look on you. Shirt hanging out, face perspiring, and the hair all wet. What happened? You went rowing in Lake Michigan without a boat?
Pasquale, I had the worst day of my whole life. You was sending me to the opposite direction. He's sending me to any end of the doctor. He's asking me hundreds of crazy questions, and the worst part of all, I'm still not the cure of my sleeplessness and that's it.
Look, Luigi, don't give up. I just got the name of the biggest sleeper doctor in Chicago.
No, Pasquale, no more doctors, thank you.
But Luigi, this doctor's got an M.D.
M.D., what's that mean?
Makes dreams.
You mean he could have made me sleep in the night, Pasquale?
Could he? Luigi, this fella is such a big sleeper doctor, he could have made you sleeper for good.
And he could charge only $100.
$100? What if I tell you I never could afford that?
Would you stop? You good angel. Pasquale is going to give me you the money.
Oh, Pasquale, thank you so much.
Hey. Now I'm going to do you a little favor. Maybe you're going to do me a little favor.
What's to the favor?
Marry Russia? You lucky pup, you.
No, Vasquale, I'm
a guy. All right, Luigi. Look, we're going to make a deal. If my doctor cures you, you're going to say yes, all right?
Well, let me see what... First, I'll slip it a knife, so then we're going to see.
All right, that's the deal. I'm going to call in the future Mrs. Luigi and tell her, Rosa! 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 Yes, my delicious little rye crisp. Lots of shout out to Luigi.
I love Luigi.
Rosa, Luigi might have considered you for his bride if we could cure his sleepless business.
Oh, Papa, what are you going to do?
Well, I made a day that tomorrow at 3 o'clock I'm going to lay out $100 and take to Luigi for the sleeping doctor.
Oh, thank you. Thank you again, Pasquale. You're a real friend.
Oh, Papa, why wait till tomorrow afternoon? I can cure Luigi now.
How?
I can come in every night and bang him on the head with a hammer.
Come on, Rosa. It's almost 3 o'clock, and Luigi should be ready to go to that sleep doctor.
The door's closed, Papa.
Well, it's so loud, we open up. Luigi! Hey, Luigi! Funny, I thought he'd be waiting for us.
Maybe he's in the kitchen, Papa.
Now, come on, we look for him in the back.
Papa, look! Luigi's asleep!
Sleep? Must have got us so tired, he finally fell asleep. Hey, Luigi, wake up!
What the... Ha, ha,
get up, Luigi!
Must have dozed off on your feet.
No, I was just taking my little afternoon nap.
Wow.
But now I'm ready to go to the sleep doctor.
Wait
a minute.
Did you say afternoon nap?
Well, sure. I'm going to take it every day.
Every day?
Oh, from 1 to 5.
You mean you've been asleep for 4 hours every day and you think you've got a trouble?
Well, sure, that's what I told you. My biggest trouble is I'm not going to sleep in the night. Where are you going? And you taking me to the sleep doctor?
No, Luigi, go yourself.
Yeah, but where are you going?
I'm going to the psychiatrist. Friends,
the makers of Wrigley's Spearmint Chewing Gum hope you enjoyed tonight's episode of Life with Luigi. And they want to remind you that you can enjoy the comfort and satisfaction of chewing delicious Wrigley's Spearmint Gum just about any time or any place. Chew a stick whenever you feel tense or need a little refreshing lift. Enjoy Wrigley's Spearmint on the job, in your home, and when you're on the go. It always tastes good. And the smooth, pleasant chewing helps keep you feeling at ease and satisfied. So slip a package of refreshing, delicious Wrigley's Spearmint Chewing Gum into your purse or pocket. Keep some handy all the time and enjoy it often, as millions of people do. The makers of Wrigley's Spearmint Chewing Gum invite you to be sure to listen next week at this time when Luigi Basco writes another letter to his Mama Basco in Italy. Life with Luigi is a Cy Howard production. Pat Burton is associate producer. The script is written by Mac Benoff and Lou Derman and directed by Mr. Benoff. J. Carroll Nash is starred as Luigi Basco and Alan Reed as Pasquale. Hans Conried as Joe... Jody Gilbert as Rosa, Mary Shipp as Miss Spaulding, Joe Forte as Horowitz, Ken Peters as Olson, and Hal Marsh as the Doctor. The music is under the direction of Lud Gluskin. This is Charles Lyon. This is the CBS Radio Network.